My name is Andrew Mukey. Great to have you with me. This is the show Never Heard That. Today we're going to be listening to the track Burnt So Low by Australian band Falling Joys. This was the debut single by the band, an actual 7-inch released in January 1987. It was also included as a part of their first EP called Amiga, released in 1989, although that release, a 4-track EP, featured the single Shelter. Falling Joys, an indie guitar pop group, were formed in Canberra in 1985. Being a Canberra native myself and just starting to venture into the world of live music, the Falling Joys were a band I was able to see play live a number of times. This was in about 1986 and was when they were effectively a 3-piece. Band members were Susie Higgy on guitars and vocals, Stuart Robinson on bass and vocals, and Ken Dole on drums. Canberra was not a big town, and there were certainly not a lot of local live bands, but regardless, the Falling Joys certainly stood out. They had a great thumping sound, and for me, Burnt So Low was an absolute live favourite. After moving to Sydney and with a slight change in personnel, Robinson moved to guitar and Pat Hayes was brought in to take over bass guitar duties. The band, by 1988, were poised and ready to make their mark on the Australian music scene. And they did. After having done all of this effectively on their own, the industry realised that the band had a special take on creating music that sat somewhere between indie and commercial, and they were given contractual support by the record label Violition. Debut album Wishlist was released in 1990. The first single Locket is a particularly good track and certainly displayed a band in confident form. Second album Psycho Hum followed in 1992 and third album Ariel in 1993. I think any person growing up in Australia in the early 90s would be aware of the band and their singles. They certainly gained great support from Triple J and the various video-based shows. By late 1995, after a hectic decade of non-stop touring, including America, they decided to stop. There are sightings of the band doing the live circuit, even as recently as February 2018, after touring with fellow band The Clouds. Keep your eye out. No question they did very well and achieved a lot in their time. This is a slightly low-quality version of the Burnt So Low song, as it has come directly from the original 7-inch vinyl release. I've tried to add a little bit of oomph to it, but a clean digital version of it has not been accessible. I must admit to being really surprised that the track was not included as a part of their singles and B-sides album release back in 2011. I'm sure that the band has their reasons for that. Although I know that they went on to have a successful and enduring career, I can't go past their very first release. I just love its energy and its groove. The production and overall sound may not be of the quality of what they're able to achieve with their later works, but it has that indefinable something. It attached itself to me the first time I heard it played live all those years ago, and I still love it now. See what you think. This is the track Burnt So Low, a single released in early 1987 by the band Falling Joys.
Show. I sizzling by. I feel the flames decline. I could throw caution to the wind, but I know